Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is probably one not many have heard of. It's A Late Quartet, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman and Christopher Walken. And they're faced with making really tough, life-changing type decisions, including if they should keep their quartet together.
I'd like the season's first concert to be my farewell. What are we supposed to do? Stop? Or struggle to continuously adjust to each other up to the end, even if we are out of tune? I don't know.
Now, before I say a thing, a disclaimer. This does not necessarily represent the view of anyone, anytime, anywhere, but me right here, right now. And this in no way represents my general opinion about music, musicians, or musical instruments in any way. But if you're going to make a movie starring big names about indecision, indiscretions, and indecency, for the love of music, make it interesting! With Philip Seymour Hoffman, I've come to expect compelling. Not this time. So I say, what is wrong with a big car chase, an unexpected twist or two, or hey, maybe a cameo appearance from a superhero here and there? Not in this one. Let's just say this one is subtle. So it's not horribly bad, it's just boring, which you know is not for me. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, A Late Quartet is a red light. Now into a movie much more compelling, it's Hitchcock. Based on the true story, Anthony Hopkins plays Alfred Hitchcock, giving us a peek into his life during the filming of the movie Psycho, including his complicated relationships with his wife and his star.
He's going out of his mind looking for his next project.
I need something fresh. Something different.
It was the knife that, a moment later, cut off her scream and her head. Charming. Doris Day should do it as a musical.
Now, I have to say that most of Hitchcock's work was well before my time. Even so, he's one of the most recognizable figures from Hollywood, which is why when Anthony Hopkins appeared on the screen as Hitchcock, it was a bit freaky. He looked so incredibly like him and acted just like I thought he probably did. It amazed me. And here's a novel idea. The movie was interesting. I was completely into discovering the oddity that was this man in his professional and his private life. Then there's Helen Mirren. I have to say that if her portrayal was real, Hitchcock's wife should have been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize or been declared a saint or something. But like I said, that I wasn't around to see the real Hitchcock in action, so this movie could be complete malarkey, but it didn't matter. The acting is great and the story is entertaining. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Hitchcock is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.